four objects. I do my filo chodo for chodo mechayev. I call chodo for chodo mechayev. Maybe you chayev 20 on each one. You chayev 4. That's the shalom. What does here v'loy loch mean? Rashi says I do my v'loy loch a proti koi v'yesh kan chok. When I say and you also not, I mean to say and you also not the same way I swore to the first one, and you also not that I do not have your tikkun in all four things. So what's the loch? So what says Toshima coming here? The Tony Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe Chiya learned, Harekan Esrim Chatoyis. Rebbe Chiya said, there's a count, sometimes you have 20 korbanos you have to bring for one shvua. So, Hechidomi, what is the case of Rebbe Chiya? E de Pirish, if the case is that five people came and he asked him for these four objects, and he said back each one separately, I swear I did not have of you, Shumatiyah, but because of the Gezer of Eda, since so, Rebbe Chiya min Yonos Lashminan, and he's just coming to count for us, like we know how to count ourselves. He's just telling us that this one person made like five shvuas upon four objects. So pshiti, we know how to count 5 times 4, 20. What do we need Rabbi Chiya for? El Alav, this isn't the case. The loy pirish. He must be telling us some chiddush. Like in our case, that the person did not speak out clearly 20 times. I do not have, but rather vish ushmamina protevi. Rabbi Chiya meant to say in our case that the person first swore back to the first one and said, I swear, I do not have of yours, not the Pikodon, not the Shumasiyad, not the Gez, not the Aveda. So the first one, Shiti is Chayifur. But then to number two, he just said, V'loy Loch. And to number three, V'loy Loch. And that's the Chiddush. Am I saying V'loy Loch? Not only is it one separate Shvur, but you mean to make the Protim to everyone separately. So here's a simple way of saying, V'loy Loch, V'loy Loch, V'loy Loch, meaning all four cases that you be Chayif 20 chatois. In such a case, you'd be chayav 20. Now the Mishnah says, "Ve'el machlokes if onasti or patisi es biti." I come to you and you say, "Listen, you are manis. You took my daughter into living with her, so you have to pay me the knas of 50 shkolim." So it's a machlokes the Mishnah whether there's a shvur say the pekodin or not. What's the shaila? If I only ask for knas, everybody holds knas yipota. Knas is not doima to pikodin, it's not vade moment, because maybe the person could admit. Says so, why does Tanakama say yichayiv? Because it's poshit. When you say onasti that you are manas, you forced my daughter, yichayiv the boishas to pegam also. Now the boishas, the embarrassment you gave her, you made her worth less now. Now that she's a bula, you made her worth less. That's called moment. So therefore, I'm asking for money. Therefore, yichayiv. So what's the machlokes? So Amar Rabbi Chiya Barab, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say your potter? That if I come and ask you and say, you are minus my daughter, you owe me the 50 shkolim, and he swears, not like that, that he's potter. Why? Because the main thing he means to ask for is for the kenas. He's asking for the kenas. You are minus my daughter, you have to pay me 50 shkolim. So my main fear is for the kenas. And on kenas, there's no parasha shvuah sapikodin. It's not a vadai mumin. Maybe he'll be moida. Amar Rabbi says like this. Moshe Rabbi Shimon, what's the Moshe Rabbi Shimon? Lamaha Dabba Daim, what is this like? Li Odom Shom Lachaveroi. Somebody says to his friend, Taim li chitum usarim v'kusomim shieshli biyodach. You know, I gave you to watch, you have of mine a bundle of barley, of wheat, and of spelt. Omaloi, the person answers back and says, Omaloi, Shvua Shein Lecho Biyodi Chitim. Yishno, I swear that I do not have of yours wheat. That's all he answers back. He only makes one Shvua, only on wheat. And the Ishtakech comes out to Chitim Udalesle. He swore true that even though he owes him the barley and the kusamin that he has, but the wheat that he doesn't have, Ishtakech is true what he swore. So, Ha Sarim Kusamis Islay. But the other two he does have, still the potter. He's potter in such a case. Why? The chiyishtaba, when the person swore and said, I do not have chitim, achitim akushta komishtaba. He only meant to swear, I do not have the wheat of yours. And that's true. It's the truth. He doesn't have it. Like here also, the avamina is, even though I'm asking you, I'm saying, you are my honest, my daughter. So you owe me the 50 shkolim, and also you owe me the boishas and the begam. But when you swear back, all you mean to swear back is only on the kenas. You only mean to say, no, I did not do it, meaning I did not owe you the kenas. That's all the person meant to swear. So therefore, since it's a shvu on kenas, Rabbi Shimon holds your potter.
afraid that maybe the Baal will come and complain later.
The Gemara says, Abaye, Abaye says back, Midomi, what's one have to do with the other? Hosom b'chitim kokofalei, v'sarim v'kusamim l'kokofalei. There, clearly, he answered back and said, I swear I do not have of yours the wheat. So, clearly, I'm only saying on the wheat, but the other two I admit. But hocha v'kula milsu the kokofalei. But over here, the person is answering back and saying, I swear I was not manas your daughter. So whatever you're asking me, by saying anastias biti, which means to include three things, the money for the kanaf, and the boishas and the began, he is being kofar. That's not a good example. Here he was kofar in everything. Holy dom, it is only like, and the person answers back, I swear I have nothing of yours. That's what he answers back. And then the ishtaka chitim udaleslei, true, he does not have the wheat. But he really has. He is holding on to the spell and to the barley. The mechayiv there is chiti ischayiv. It's a shvur sheker. It's a shvur sheker on the pikadin. But ischayiv here also. When the person swears back, I was not manas your daughter. So true, he's potter on the kanas. But on the other two things, he's being kofar. He's kofar on the bush and the gam. He should be chayiv. Elding more said like this. If you want to give an example, a mashal, elikiyasi rav and amrav yechidon. Le divrei Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, what's the svara? Kinasu tadeya. When the person, the father, says to this person, you are manas my daughter, you owe me money, you know what the father has in mind? By saying, anastias biti, he means to be kveya mainly the kinas, the 50 shkolim. Veloid bashis of the gam. It does not mean to ask for the bashis and the began. That's not what he's coming to complain for. True, if they'll come to Bezdin, Bezdin will be mechayim also. What the father's main interest is in the kanas. Therefore it's called the Taveya, the kanas, and he's swearing back, I was not manis. He's been kai for the kanas. Mishimin says yipotem. But divrei chachamim, av bashis of the began hu Taveya. When the father comes to this person and says, yes, you are manas my daughter, he means to ask not only for the 50 shkolim of kanas, but he means to ask also for the bashis and the began. So what's like we said at the beginning? What's the machloekes? What's the svara then? But my kemitzvah, what's the machloekes? What's the svara? Amar Rav Papa, Rabbi Shimon Savar loisavak inish midi the kayitz to tava midi the kayitz. Listen, this the money is an exact amount from our owners. The kanas is 50 shkolim. So he knows he has a clear cut case to get 50. When I ask for boishes and begam, who knows how much it's worth? Right now, I don't know how much it's worth. We have to go to Bezdin and make evaluation, how much embarrassment she has, how much she would have been worth before the Maestro Bia, how much is worth now, I don't know how much I'll get. That's a Suffolk like, how much money. So a person doesn't think about that. A person right now thinks mainly about the 50 shkolim that I know for sure I'm going to get. So B'Shimon Svari is the father right now is mainly asking for the 50 shkolim. And his kfira is also on kanas. Therefore he's potter. Like I'm better off asking for the bashas and the begam. That's for sure I'll receive it. No matter what this man answers back, even if he admits that he was manas my daughter, that'll be potter on the kanas, but on the bashas and the begam he's chai, that's mamin. Should I only ask just for the kanas? Now that's a doubtful if I'll receive it. Maybe he'll admit and I'm potter, he's potter. Therefore, that's the svara that Rabbanan say no. For sure, the father means this for the mamin of brishas and begam, and therefore it's called the kfira shvua on mamin. That's called the chayiv for korban shvua. Had yolecha shvua sapikotim. It's in the Mishnah. At the same time, at least. Had in the kinto both the chal, because once you make them tabula, you're not chayiv. It has to be dafka on a psula. So you're going to do it once. That's the machloike. Some say you do it for a kedak, then you're not chayiv anymore. Kedak anymore. You've already made a pgamin already. Shvuas ha-dayonim, what's the case? So far we had shvuas that people make themselves. Whether it's a shvuas bitui, shvuas ha-pikadin, shvuas ha-edis. Now we're talking about shvuas ha-dayonim. When you come into Bezdin, and Reuven says, you owe me $100, and Shimon says back, I admit I owe you $50, but that's all. So he's a moedib b'miksas. So now the pasuk says that you have to swear, it's called a shvuas b'yirais of a moedib b'miksas. So shvuas ha-dayonim, how does a Bezdin make somebody swear? So it has to be like this. Ha-tayna shtei kesef. Reuven has to ask for at least 2 kesef. That's how much money you owe me. I lent you at least 2 kesef. It's an amount of money. And the Hagor, he has to admit the Sheva Pruta. He has to admit that I owe you at least the Sheva Pruta. This is the case of the Maidu Mixas. That's Machlaikis in the Gemara, whether the Hagor has to be, I admit that I owe you Shava Pruta, but I disagree that I do not owe you at least Shtei Kesev. So then, really, when the first time is Shtei Kesev means that he asks for two Kesev and a Pruta, and then he admits to a Pruta, so he's still denying the Shtei Kesev, that's the case that might be mixed. We'll see in the Gemara. V'yemein hoidor mimin ha'tayna pota. But let's say the hoidor is not mimin ha'tayna, then you pota, that's not called the maidav mixas. Let's see, what's the case, Ketzad? Shtei kesef li biyoduch. You have of mine two kesef, I lent you two kesef. And he answers back, ein lecha biyodi el pruta, I only have a pruta of these two kesef. So how much is he denying? He's denying two kesef less a pruta, so pota. In this case, you pota. Because it's not called he's being kofar ashtei prutas, ashtei shtei kesef. But what's going to be if the person says shtei kesef upruta li biyodach? Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me two kesef and a pruta. Now the Shimon answers back, ein lecha biyodi el pruta. I only admit that I owe you a pruta, but I'm being kofar, I'm denying the shtei kesef chayiv. That's the case that you chayiv on maidav mixas. Now what's the min ataina? Mona li biyodach. I say you owe me 100. Ein lecha biyodi mana. Ein lecha biyodi, have nothing. So pata, that's called kofra kol. You pata from the shvua. Mana li biyodi. I say you owe me $100. Ein lecha biyodi ein lecha mishum dinner. I only have 50 dinner. Chayiv. That's called minataina. A dinner is called 50, half of the mana. What about mana liyava biyodecha? I say you have $100 of my father, and now my father died. I yashened him, so you owe me the money. Ein lecha biyodi el nun dinner. I only have 50 dinrim, which really is a mitzvah of mixas, but still is potter. This Reuven, the malvis, the loiver is potter. Mivneishu kemeshu baveda, because since the malva is not here, it's only the son of the malva. So in front of the son, it's a svara. He'd be meyers and meyers. It doesn't bother the person to lie. He could lie. Really, this svara always is mitzvah of mixas that you don't have the chutzpah, the hazar, to lie in front of the malva that gave you the money. That's only in front of the person himself that gave you the money. Here it's only the son, so really it means nothing to you to say, get out of here, you gave me nothing. So now that I admit, I gave you 50, you gave me 50, that's called like I'm being Meshav Aveda. We'll see in the Gemara. I'm doing you a favor, and therefore I'm Prata from Yeshua. So Migo, Mana li biyodach, I say you owe me $100. Amalai, hey, yes, I owe you the 100. Ramacha tomorrow, Amalai, Tanuli, listen, give it to me. Yesterday you admitted you owe me 100, give it to me. The guy is in the back, Nastati Lacha, I gave it to you already, leave me alone. Prata, he's prata, he can't do anything about it. True, I admitted yesterday, but I also now, I'm Koyfra Koyl, I say I gave it to you already. What about Ein Lacha Biyot, I say today, no, I do not owe it to you, and then Chayiv, because Koloima Shloi Levisi, Koloima Lai Prati Domi. Like you're admitting you do not pay back, and yesterday there was a door that was Mechayiv you to pay, and now you're admitting you do not pay back, then you're Chayiv, to pay the money. Mona li biyodach, you owe me $100. Omaloi hein, yes. And you say clearly, after no li ela biyodim, if so, only give it back to me in front of two edim. And right now you're admitting in Bezdin, or you're admitting in front of two edim. Lamacha tomar omaloi, to no li, give it to me. And he answers back, nesat lecha, I gave it to you already. Chayiv, in this case will be chayiv. He can't say, I gave it back to you. But they should talk lipna biyodim. Because yesterday you say clearly, I'll give it back to you in front of edim. You have to, right? You have to want to make a pot yourself. Litrazov yeshtu biyodach. I have a measurement, a pound of gold by you. And he answers back, ein lecha biyodi a litra kesef. No, you only have a pound of silver by me. So that's the case, potter. This is not called hoidor mimin ha'tayna. This is not called maidav mixas. Even though the gold is, let's say, worth $1,000. And the silver is only worth 500. So really, his value goes, he's maidav mixas. But it's not called mimin ha'tayna. He's asking for gold. That's answering back in silver. That's not called mimin ha'tayna. There's no shua maidav mixas. What about the dinners of? I say, you owe me silver coins. So when you mention the word coins, it doesn't make a difference. The gold, it means how much the coins are worth. So if I say you owe me $1,000 of golden coins, and the guy answers back, that's what I have by you. And he answers back, no, you only have silver coins worth $500, or else a tresus, or pandios, or pruta, chayit. Any type of a coin is called min ataina. Sheakro min matayachas, they're all one coin. Once the person asked for coins, he meant to say value. What about kurtzfua libiyodach? I have a bundle of wheat by you, I only have beans by you. I only have beans, potter. That's not called the minataina. When you ask for tfuah for wheat and you answer back beans, that's two different things. You potter for maizu mixas. What about kur perisi that have a bundle of fruit by you? Unless the kidneys, you only have beans. Chayiv shakidneys mechlal peris, because beans are mechlal peris. Tfu is different, but peris is a general cloud for beans also. I say you owe me a bundle of wheat, and he answers back, I have of yours, I have a bundle of barley. Again, potter. That's not called mimin hataina. Rabbi Gamliel Mechayev, Rabbi Gamliel says no, he does not hold this klal of mimin hataina. As long as I'm asking something that's worth money, and you admit that you owe me something, that's also called the maidu mixas. Hatein lachaveiroi bekadei shem, and I say you owe me barrels of oil. And you admit that I only owe you the barrels. So what is that called? Adma noima hoyu voidle mixas hataina mimin hataini shava. He's admitting to half. You're asking for barrels of oil means two things: the barrels and the oil. He's admitting to the barrels. That's my mixas. No, it's not called he's admitting, because what you mean to ask for is oil. That's if you say barrels. That's nothing. The main thing he's asking for is for the oil, and now he's only answering back to the barrels. That's not called mimin hataina. Amar Gamliel, Rayani is divrei Adma. I like what Adman says. Tonu kelim mekakoyis. Let's say I ask for kelim mekakoyis, right to the kelim, and the person admits that I owe you kelim. The koffer mekakoyis, and his koffer mekakoyis, again he's potter, because there's no shvuah on tfiras kakoyis. What about the kakoyis? I admit that I owe you the karka. You say that I have two things of yours. I have your property and your kelim. I have your house and the furniture inside it. And I answer back, I admit the house belongs to you, but the koffer mekakoyis, all the furniture inside it belongs to me. So such a case also potter, because the hoidor and the kfira both cannot be on kakoyis, therefore you potter. What's going to be the hoidor the mixas of karka? I admit half the karka belongs to you, again potter. On karka there's no shvuah, but the mixas are kalim chayiv. Here, if I ask you for kalim, you have my house and the furniture, and I say no, I only admit that half the furniture belongs to you, then you chayiv the shvuah, because on the kalim alone there's a hoidor mixas. In this case, once you have to swear on the furniture, which is nechasim shein lemachrayis, it could also force you to swear the zekin gilber shvua, that you have to swear on the kaker also. Ein nishboyim atanas cheresh shet v'kotin. If a cheresh or a kotin or a shet to come to ask you for something, that's not called a tain. There's no chiyush shvua. Vei mashbin es kotin. We do not make a kotin swear either. Avu nishboyim lip kotin lehegish. In the case where a cotton yash in the father's money, and there's not but ruckus there, that's asking for the money, so you have to swear to the cotton that yes, there's a shvua to a cotton or to hegdish, even though they cannot be tavei of the shvua. Right. Yeah, now we're up to the Gemara. On the Chesam Abayis. Gemara says, Heicha mashbi in lei. How does Beis Din put a shvuah upon this person that's moedib mixas? This parak is about the shvuah tabayonim, again, that Reuven is moedib mixas, so Reuven has to swear in Beis Din. How does Beis Din put the shvuah? Omarav Yud Omarav, Mashbiyanoisoi. So, Omarav, Mashbiyanoisoi b'shvuah samur b'atayra. We swear them, Beis Din puts the shvuah upon them, the same lashon that we find in the Torah itself, meaning that you have to use Hashem's name, the Shem HaMyuchad. The Chsiv, it says, V'yashbiyacho b'Hashem ulakei HaShemayim. When Avram Avinu put the shvuah upon his Eved, he said, V'yashbiyacho b'Hashem ulakei HaShemayim. So you have to use Hashem's name. Omale Ravinu Ravashi, come on, who do you want to say our Mishnah goes like? K'revi Chanino Baridi. The Yomad, he says, Binan Shem HaMyuchad, that you have to have the Shem HaMyuchad. That's what our Mishnah means. That you have to, Beis Din makes the shvua, the person has to say Hashem's name. Omalei said back, no, afilu teimer rabbonin. Even if you want to say, Mishnah go according to the rabbonin shita that we have before, that the Amri, they say, the kinui, that even the other names, the kinuyim, rachom, the chanun, is also considered a shvua. So, what is he saying here? The Amri of Yudha Marav, mashpinois, the shvua samu batara. What did he mean to say? It has to be a shvua that says in the Torah. In the Torah it says Hashem's name, the Shem HaMyuchad, not Rachum Mechana, not the Kinui. But now, Kamino, that Tzorach Liyatfusei Chetze Biyodei, meaning to say that when the person swears, not only does he have to say Hashem's name, but he also has to hold on to a Sefer Torah. He has to hold a Cheftz of Yodei, a Cheftz of Shal Kedusha, he has to have in his hands. Rashi says, Komar ois Sefer Sunsi ois Filin, Ki Avram, the Yatzvah said the Eliezer, Bris Mila. He made Eliezer hold on to his Bris Mila. So there's two things, he used Hashem's name, plus he held on to a Cheftz of a Mitzvah. Crazy, that's the question. How come we don't have this halacha by Shavuot Sapikodin and Shavuot Seidus? Yeah. The boy Nami al Kute Chetzah. But he's saying that's halacha by Shavuot Sapikodin that you have to have a Chetzah. Uki the Rava, the Yomar Rava, Haidaino the Ashpa by Hashem Lakei Hashemayim. Even if a Bezdin uses Hashem's name, he makes the Nitva swear with Hashem's name. Is Nasa Kimisha Toye B'dva Mishnah. He's like making a mistake in something that it says in the Mishnah, for Chayzer, he has to retract, take the psak back. What did he make, what mistake did he make here? That he did not use on the Kitas Chayfetz. Now that's the halacha we mean to say here, that you have to use a Chayfetz. Like Rashi says, Vleitvisu Chayfetz is Nasik Tzoyev Dva Mishnah. V'yafagav Zloit Nanlo B'Mishnah. We do not learn this in our Mishnah itself, but Shemaita D'Ravi. This is Rav's halacha. That's where the Gemara started off. Dom Rav Yud, Dom Rav. Now, Varehi Kedva Mishnah, what Rav teaches us is like a Mishnah. Kedaminim is an Hedrin. The Toyev Dvar Ha'amurim is Chayzer. If you made a mistake in something, even the Amoroyim say clearly, also the Dain has to retract. And we do not say, Ma'ashosawasli. This is called the Toyev Dvar Mishnah, means something that was learned openly. That a Shavu is not enough just to say the name of Hashem, but you also have to hold on to a Dovah Shavu Dusha. The Yomar Rav Papa, Hai Daino Di Ashba B'Tfilin. If a Dayan, when he makes the Shvua, the Chayfet the person is holding is not a Sefer Torah, but he's only holding a pair of Tfilin, Nas the Kimisha Toy B'Tva Mishnah V'Chayze. That's what Papa's halacha. He holds the Chayfet means a Sefer Torah B'Davka, and nothing less. If he only holds Tfilin, that's not enough, and therefore it's a Toy B'Tva Mishnah V'Chayze. The Gemara says that's not the halacha though. The Hilchos Kavosa the Rava, we pass in like Rava that true the Dayan has to make sure the person is holding a chefetz of kedusha, but for less Hilchos Kavosa the Rav Papa, we do not pass in like Rav Papa. Meaning Hilchos Kavosa the Rava to loy nekita chefetz of yade. Rava says if the Dayan makes them swear, they say the shvu even with Hashem's name, but if he's not holding on to a chefetz, it's no good. It's called the Toyev Dvar Mishnah. Rav says you have to hold on to a Chayfetz also. But the last Hilchos HaKavos to Rav Papa, we did not pass like Rav Papa, to a Nikita Chetz of Yadei, that even though he's not holding a Sefer Torah, but he's holding Tfilin. Tfilin is also good. That's the way we pass him. We pass him, Tfilin is also good. But so even though Lechetchila, you should use a Sefer Torah, but still we hold Tfilin is good, v'di
yevet. Maybe Sefer Torah wasn't so available.
Okay. Well, we'll see. That's they bring down by Avraham Avinu. He used the Mila because there's nothing else. But at times when you have a Sefer Torah, that's preferable. You're supposed to use a Sefer Torah. Just be the Yevet film is good. Now, Shvua Mu'umid, a person is supposed to stand when he makes the Shvua. Talmud Chochem Yushev. A Talmud Chochem has the right to sit down. Mishum Kavod HaTorah, he has the right to sit down. Now, Shvua B'Sefer Torah. Like we just said, a person is supposed to hold on to a Sefer Torah when he makes the Shvua, and not just Tfilin. But Talmud Chacham lechatchila b'Tfilin. A Talmud Chacham has the right, and Rashi says, Deila lechatchila b'Tfilin b'fnei kvaydoi. As his covenant, it's not so, we don't force him to hold the Sefer Torah, it's enough to make as least as possible to make as if he's just wearing his Tfilin. That would be enough. Because b'dievet is good for anybody. Just for the chila we want a Sefer Torah. But for Talmud Chacham, we let him get away with tefillin. Tana Rabbanan, Shvua Sadayonim. How do we make the Shvua Sadayonim? Afi b'lishon enemro. Meaning it could be said in any language the person understands. If he only understands English, he could say the Shvua in English, French, anything you want. Afi b'lishon enemro. Said over in any Lushan. Oymrim loy, we tell to the person that's about to swear,